What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So Jake Tapper, Lee, tried to deflect from the left-wing violence on yesterday's Battleground America podcast. Mm-hmm. I went week through week over the last 3 months and realized something. We're at a point now, for the last 6 weeks, there has been a Democrat left-wing terror attack in this country every single week. Mm-hmm. It's almost every week when you go back 3 months. It's spinning out of control. And we're all pretending, the mainstream media, it's all very normal, and there's a right-wing problem with violence and anti-Semitism. I'm here to tell you it's not.
Nope.
And you know what's really interesting? If we've been charting this. If you want to see where did this really begin to pick up? What was the turning point where, wow, we're getting a violent Democrat attack every 2 weeks or so. Wow, now everything's like getting into 1 week. Where did this get started? One person, Luigi Mangione, December. It's when it started. And it took a little while. And remember me reading you the post on Blue Sky?
Oh, yeah.
Where I went on Blue Sky, and I told you go on Blue Sky, too. See if you can find a comment, a post, anything going, you know, we don't like capitalism, we don't like corporations, we don't like CEOs much, but you know, we really shouldn't kill people. You couldn't find that. It was an orgy of violence and bloodlust on Blue Sky. They loved it. They went nuts for Luigi Mangione. And then CNN started noticing that Taylor Lorenz, former New York Times, Washington Post reporter, was getting this huge balloon of followers from basically writing positive things about Mangione, letting people who follow her retweeting people who are saying, oh, he's so hot, he's so cool, I love him, oh my gosh. She's going outside the courtroom because women are gathering there who want to date him and interviewing them. And they're all gushing over how cute he is and moral and great and wonderful. And isn't it great to see a real man? And so CNN sees this and they want to cash in on the hits, the clicks and the likes because they're, if you've noticed, Lee, not doing so well. And so they start running positive coverage of Taylor Lorenz, who assures us that really Luigi Mangione is just the bestest. And we are watching an orgy of violence. And when you look at it across the board, it's either the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party doing this in response to many actually fake talking points by the mainstream media about Israelis killing civilians that didn't happen, or it is the other wing. It's the Tesla bomber wing.
The homicide.
The homicide wing,
Hamas,
yes.
Hamas or homicide.
Hamas or homicide. When you start like widening the lens and looking at it this way, it's every week now, sometimes twice a week. Every single week. Watch for it. Give it a week. There'll be another one. It's going to happen. And what is going on? You instead have Tim Walz again egging people on.
Oh, yeah.
To go after Trump.
Irresponsible.
In light of this, and they even have methods that they like. They love the Molotov cocktail. Big into that. Where did that come from? Well, Marxists have been using that since 1848. And if you go back and read about guerrilla warfare, Karl Marx was very big into it. Whatever Marx is big into, the left will continue to do. Molotov cocktails, incredibly popular. Again, dating back to the Russian Revolution, I keep talking about all the time. I think it's the Democrats' playbook. And I think it's the Democrats' playbook because when the Marxists ran the Russian Revolution and took over Russia, Russia was very much like America in one critical way. It was a heavily armed society. It was armed to the teeth with military men with a lot of fighting experience. There's no way the Marxists could have fought their way into power in Russia. And so they intimidated and bombed their way into power to where everybody became afraid to speak out about against them individually because then they would show up in the middle of the night at your house. There weren't a lot of them, but they were terrifying. They loved to bomb people's houses with what? Molotov cocktails. What is the left doing? It's just, it's textbook right now. So you've got Lee, Jake, Fake Tapper, again, is out there. And he is trying to deflect from the left-wing violence. Take a listen. By the way, most of what you're about to hear from Fake is a lie. But that's what he does. I mean, he's selling a book right now based on the lies he told in the past. So, you know, these are just the new lies. I guess he'll write another book next year. I don't know. Here we go.
In these violent attacks in recent months, Governor Shapiro's house, the attack and murders outside the Jewish Museum. It is also a problem on the right. I mean, in addition to the Tree of Life synagogue killing in Pittsburgh, which is obviously homicidal, there's been reporting recently that the Pentagon press secretary, Kingsley Wilson, has a history of social media posts pushing anti-Semitic tropes, extremist theories. NPR reports it has identified three Trump officials with close ties to anti-Semitic extremists like Nick Fuentes. I think, and again, the problem right now that we're seeing in terms of violence is on the left. And I want to make it clear, I'm not doing whataboutism. But it is really difficult to be a Jew in America and not see this as a bipartisan affliction.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In these violent
Okay, so let's take this apart, okay? Let's deconstruct his lies one by one by one. He's desperate. He is grasping at straws here. The Tree of Life synagogue shooter is a guy by the name of Robert Bowers. He's a white supremacist. He was an anti-Semite. He had a Gab account. And he would post hateful content targeting Jews, express neo-Nazi sentiments. Okay, the Nazis were a socialist party. He has no record of being a Republican, of being a conservative, of supporting Donald Trump, of supporting anybody who is on the right. So that is a lie. He is not a right winger. And what the media did there was said, oh, he's an anti-Semite, so he's a right winger. No. Lee, there is one person in this country, and he's bringing up, oh, well, you know, Trump met with Nick Fuentes. Yeah, that was unfortunate. I think he was brought along by somebody else Trump shouldn't have met with. But Lee, who is the one person in America who is fighting anti-Semitism at its source right now, which is the college campus?
Yeah, that would be the Trump administration.
2,000 visas revoked so far. Mm-hmm. And the beef with Harvard is he wants a list of all the students because that have come in on the visas.
Yeah.
Because he wants to, that what they want to do is run it against the terror watch list.
Right.
And Harvard won't play ball. You going to tell me that guy is leading an anti-Semitism problem on the right, Jake? Please.
So people that have government-issued visas, Harvard will not release the names of those people that are in attendance at their university.
Yes. So they want the applications, they want all the records, they want all of it. Harvard won't release it, and that's why Trump threw down with them last week. So Tapper, at least to his credit at the end of that, admits that the left does have a violent anti-Semitism problem. The right does not. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some right-winger who's an anti-Semite somewhere, and you know, we condemn them, shame on them. But we are not firebombing grandmas. We are not firebombing dealerships. We are not killing healthcare CEOs. We are not glorifying violence. Our leaders are not refusing to condemn violence because we don't have any. And all they can do, Tara Palmieri on her podcast, I say, well, you know, January 6th. Yeah, what? We got a damaged laptop?
You know that's
laptop?
When they're desperate, when they keep bringing that up. So.
A damaged laptop.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They shouldn't have damaged Nancy Pelosi's laptop. All right. They should pay some restitution. They shouldn't have pushed the Capitol Police officers who got pushed. Nobody died.
Except for Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a...
Right. She was one of the protesters.
Yes.
She was not on the other
unarmed
side.
Protester.
Yeah. So they're refusing to deal with this. If you're Jake Tapper and you don't want violence and you know what you actually do, you come out and condemn Tim Walz. Say, stop it. Stop talking. Stop. Stop with the violence. Stop with the wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. The bully the S out of Trump. Yeah. That comment still just... That's just not befitting a former candidate, even of a Democrat party, to be going around the country making statements like that in this environment.
And when you intersperse it with he's a dictator, he's a Nazi, he's trying to take over the country, you're giving the justification as well as the exhortation of violence. I gotta say, look, I have issues with John Fetterman, but he was at least honest about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Democrat Senator John Fetterman, part of that, let's not kid ourselves, is he comes from a very purple state, Pennsylvania, that Trump just won, okay?
There's some political background there, but...
So he's not just trying to help. He's trying to keep his seat,
true.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he at least admits Democrats have an anti-Semitism problem and a violent one at that.
The rank anti-Semitism out of control. This is just rampant across all the universities for all these places, too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. Building tent cities on a campus and terrorizing and intimidating Jewish students, that's not free speech. And now we've lost the argument in parts of my party.
Well, you can't argue with what he just said because that is truth.
You can't. And to his credit, that is the one thing he's been consistent on, even when he was still a real liberal person and was elected, like in the beginning, he's always been... Look, we can't go around hurting Jews. We can't have anti-Semitism. We've got to support Israel. You know, after October 7th, he said that, right out the gate. So look, we don't support Israel blindly. I don't support anybody blindly.
Yeah, right.
But this is out of control. I mean, these poor people that were attacked by this guy, Soleimani, I mean, they were just protesting to get hostages back from Hamas.
Yes.
It's just it's out of control, and I'm telling you, they're going to all come out of the woodwork now. They are. You're there. It's going to be another one this week. We are every week now with these Democrats, one wing or another, and they want to tell you, oh, our support for Hamas is just it's free speech. We should be able to do it. We should be able to bring in people affiliated with Hamas and do it. We should be able to bring in people to Colombia whose cousins were on the hang gliders on October 7th. And they can come in and talk about how their cousin is a martyr because that's what that guy was doing. That is recruitment. That is incitement to terror. And when you are not a U.S. citizen, that is very different. Look, I love free speech. I want that guy to have free speech from Syria, where he lives, and should go back there. He could have an X account if he wants, spew all the hate he wants. I don't care. From Syria, where he can't hurt innocent people.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.